Echad bor harabim ube'er harabim ube'er hayochid osin lapashim. Aval bor hayochid osin lamechitza gavoa yutfachim. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that the halacha of pashim, or the remekel, that even though it's only a remez of mechitzas in all four directions is good, is only by a bor harabim, because even though the water may dry up, but people remind each other, since it's a bor harabim, that you're not allowed to carry anymore, because they only were matur as long as the water was there, and it served the purpose of ole regalim. Be'er hayachid, even a be'er hayachid, because be'er harabim, which has both milas, it's not going to dry up, and even if it does, sometimes it does. People will once again remind each other. Be'er hayachid, it's not shchiach that it should dry up, even though it's possible to dry up. But it's not shchiach, so even if it's al yochid, they're not choshish. That's Rabbi Akiva. But bor hayochid, which has both chesronos, it's both what's it called shchiach to dry up. And if it dries up, there's not a lot of people to remind each other that you can't carry, then you can't make pasim. There you need a mechitza gavoa yutfach. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava omer, ein osu pasim el be'er haram dovad. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says you need both milas. It has to be something that's not shchiach to dry up. And it has to be a rabbin that even if it does dry up, people remind each other. Well, the sha'ar and anything else, in other words, a bor harabin or a be'er hayochid, osim chagura gavoa asara tvachim. There, Rashi learns, there at least there are mekel that you can make a chagura 10 tvachim high. Chagura means a mechitza that only goes horizontally, chavolin, ropes. And the others learn, other Rishonim, the Devar says, let me see who it is. Whoever it is, what's it called, holds that it's, the other Rishonim hold that it, Chagura means Mamasha Mechitza. Why? It says a different lashon than Rabbi Akiva, I'm not sure. But others learn it means mamash mechitza asara tvachim, not even a one-way mechitza won't help. It has to be shiva arif, both ways. What?
If it's horizontal, it needs some post and
border. Yeah, but it's all, and the whole neshech of the thing is open. Right? It's not a retri tvachim or whatever. It's more omid in the what's it called, in the vertical. It's porich merub al ha'omid. Yeah, three times like we had before, yeah. What?
It has to be loved, then.
Yeah, it has to be loved. But it's only a one-way mechitza. That's what's it called. That's only good for... it's not good for everything. But here, for pasim biro, since anyway, they were matur pasim, this is better than pasim. That's what Harashi learned. For harabim, ipaski maya mitkri hadadi. If the water will dry up, people remind each other that you're not allowed to carry. Bera yachid nami shari, the holo paski maya. It's not usual that the water should dry up. Le be'er harabim, di katarti le malisa. Be'er harabim, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava holds, is the only thing that's mutter, because you need both milas. And it shouldn't be usual to dry up, and even if it does dry up, people remember. Chagura hekef shokavolim. Omer of Yosef, Omer of Yehuda, Omer of Shmuel, Alocha Kribunim and Bava. Alocha Kribunim and Bava, that they only were matir, pase biros, for Be'er Harab. Omer of Yosef, Omer of Yehuda, Omer of Shmuel, Ahutru pase biros, Elo Leber Mayim Chayim Bilvad. That is only matir for a Be'er, but not for a boar. Because the Be'er usually won't dry up, and a boar is usual to dry up. Utsricha, you need both halachas. Right? Lechor, if the halachas are Kribunim and Bava, then we know it's only by a Be'er. You need both miles. And if the halacha is only by be'er, then basically that's what we said. It's tricha. You know why you need the second one, the first one. The yashmin halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava have a meir derabin. The afilu mechunasim. That halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava only in the fact that he holds that you have to have a rabin. That it can't be a be'er shal yochid. It only can be shal rabin. Okay. Even though if it's a boar shal rabin is also okay. The Haidik Tani Be'er Harabim, and that's which Yehuda ben Bava said Be'er Harabim. He didn't mean you need both milas. He just meant Lafuki and Rabbi Kiva that even though it's a Be'er, it has to be Shal Rabim. But Rabim is the main thing. and therefore even a bor shel rabim is okay. Kamash malon telahutru pasibiros elul be'er maim chay. So you have to tell me the second halacha that in Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava doesn't hold that a bor harabim is okay. Only a be'er is mutter. If I only heard the second halacha, that it's only kosher by a be'er, I might think it's kosher by a be'er, whether it's shal yochid or shal rabin. Kamash malon, halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, there has to be both. Both rabin and be'er. You need both milas. Mashi, have yamina de rabin afilu mechunasin, shori Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, v'haydi ka'omar be'er harabin, mishum Rabbi Akiva, ka'omar be'er ha'yochid shori. The only reason that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava mentioned a be'er is not because you need both milas. It's just because since Rabbi Akiva mentioned be'er hayachid, his mutter, so he came and said, no, afal gav demayim chayim ninu derabim in the yachid lo. It has to be a be'er harabim. But not that you really need both all the time. It's just that even if it's a be'er, you need rabim. But rabim by mechunasim is also okay. V'hachi kamer, enosim pashna afim lo be'er ela shal rabim. But enochinami, even if it's not a be'er, but it's shorabim, a boar is also okay. Kamash malon, no. It has to be dafka both milas. Okay, the old Omer Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said something else. Hagina, the hakarfeik, shehem shivim ama vishirayim, al ayin ama vishirayim, hamukafos geder gavo asara tochim. If you have a garden, or a karfeik, is a lot, a place that's not mukaf ladira, okay? And it's a square of 70 amas plus a little bit, two-thirds of an amma, and 70 amas and two-thirds, which is surrounded by a mechitza of 10 tefachim high, metalpun besofa, so you're allowed to carry inside the karfeik. It has to have in it, though, a shomira or a bezdira, and it has to be close to or close to the city. So you don't say what that means. Rabbi Huda Omer, afilo ein bo el abor v'siachu ma'orim etalkun v'socha. It doesn't need a shomira, doesn't need a bezdira, as long as it has something in there that could be used for dwelling, like a bor, a siachu ma'orim, all different kinds of excavations, then you're allowed to carry within it. Rabbi Akiva Omer Afilo Ein Bo Achas Mikolelu. There's the gears that we have. Rabbi Akiva says even it has none of those things. There's nothing in it. It's totally empty. Metalklim Besocha. Uvilvad Shebo Shivim Amba Beshirayim Ashivim Amba Beshirayim. As long as it has these midos, 70 and two-thirds by 70 and two-thirds. Rabbi Lazar Omer Im Hoysa Orka Yesla Rochba Afilo Amba Achas Ein Metalklim Besocha. It's not exactly square. But if even, the length is even a little bit more than the width, that's right now what we think the Mishnah says, even one amma, a metalkun asocha, then you can't carry inside it. Rabbi Yossi Omer, afilu arka pishnayim barach metalkun asocha, even if it's twice as long as it is wide, you're still allowed to carry, as long as it's not more than beis osai. The dimensions of the length and width are irrelevant, it's the total area that's relevant. Omer Rabbi Loi, Shomati mi Rabbi Lazar, I heard from Rabbi Lazar, Vatilu hi kebeis kur, v'chein shomati menu, what's it called, I heard from him, that even if it's kebeis kur, there's no shear of beis osayim, even if it's beis kur, you're allowed to carry in there. We'll see the Morris explain what they're talking about. V'chein shomati, I also heard from Rabbi Lazar, anshe chotzer sheshochach ech meyav v'lo ire. People in the, let's say five people whose house is open into a chotzer. So what they have to do is make an eruv chetzeros between themselves, because each one carrying into the chotzer is carrying from his private place into a place where the five of them have rishus. So it looks like you're carrying from rishus hayachid into rishus harabim. So what they have to do is take bread or food and make an eruv, right? They become partners in that bread. It's left in one of the houses. And now they become shutfim in all their houses. So all their houses are commonly owned now through this bread, and all the chotzer is commonly owned. So they're not carrying from a private rishus into a meshutaf rishus, they're carrying from a meshutaf rishus into a meshutaf rishus. And therefore, there's no, that's a hecker enough that people shouldn't carry from rishus hayochid to surabim. What happens if one of them forgot and didn't make an eruv? So four of them now have shutfis, in the houses, but not five. And if they want to carry into the chotzer is a place of five, not a place of four. So again, we have a problem. Carrying from a place that four people have rishus into a place where five people have rishus. So in order to be mutter for them to carry into the chotzer, right, so he's mevatel his rishus. He's mevatel his rishus to them, and that way now there's only four people's rishus, because his is bottled to them into four people's rishus. So they saw Asher Milahach the Sultan. He's not allowed to carry now from his house into the chotzer, because he was mevatel his rishus, and it belongs now to the other ones. So he's considered like a guest by the other ones. So from their houses, he's allowed to carry into the chotzer, because a guest is also allowed to carry into the chotzer. But we're afraid if he carries from his house into the chotzer, he's not mevatel's house anymore, and he's using his house. So his bittel is bottle. That is mevatel his house to the is no longer relevant. So therefore, he can't carry from his house into the chotzer. He can carry in the chotzer, and he can carry from the other people's houses into the chotzer, because he's like a guest by them. But he can't carry from his house into the chotzer. Avalohem mutter, but they can carry from his house. Since he was bought mavakel his house to them, they have rishus to carry from his house into the chotzer, because now it's their house. The chen shamati menesh yotzim bar kablin b'pesach. I also heard from Rebbe Lezer that you're allowed to be yotzei morer with our kablin, some kind of bitter plant. The Chazarti, I called Talmidav, and I looked and I asked all the Talmidav, Rebbe Lezer, who be kashli chaver v'lamatzos. I couldn't find anybody who said in the name of Rebbe Lezer these three things. I heard it from him, and none of his Talmidim ever heard these three things from him. See Rashi. Shomira suka shomrim. A shomira is a little butka where a shomer sits in order to watch the fields. The Afal gab the hukah fadira, but he's assigned with the shori tvelo. So the Rashi learns, the Tanakama holds, this makes it hukah fadira. And even though it's hukah fadira, the purpose of the mechitzas is to form a living place. The only heter to carry in there is beis asayim. Has to be less than beis asayim or less. If it's more than beis asayim, then you can't carry even if it's hukah fadira. That's what the Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says. Smucha leir. Okay, so it has to either have a shomira, that makes it hukah fadira, or it has to have a beis dira inside, or it has to be close to the city, meaning because it's close, you'll, what's it called, you're going to use it for living purposes. Now, how close? Rashi doesn't say smucha leir, the hoil, the krova, the beiso. Since it's close to his house, you use it constantly. So, Shailas Smucha Le'ir, some hold Smucha Le'ir is within 2,000 amas of the city. No, it's within the tchum. And others hold it has to be within 70 and two-thirds amas of your house. Okay, but that's a kula that even a karfeit, this is for a karfeit that's based aside. But we hold that a karfeit based on sign is mutter anyway. We hold a karfeit more than based on sign has to be hukah fladira, right? But this kula of being close to the house, that's called hukah fladira. So the mice, if there's a karfeit right by people's houses, behind people's houses, within 70 and two-thirds amas, right, lechora, that karfeit is not a karfeit. So that's one of the heterim we use over here, that even if it is a karfeit, the mice is close to the backs of the houses within 70 and two-thirds amas. So at least it starts with there. A good portion of it is within the houses. Even if it's not used for anything, but since it's close by, that in itself makes it hukah fladira. Okay, Rashi. Uvilvad shetei shivim amav v'shirayim al ayin amav v'shirayim v'lo yosef. It can't be more than a beis osayim. That's that. A beis osayim is 100 amas by 50 amas. If you square it, it's 70 and two-thirds by 70 and two-thirds approximately. It's not exactly. We'll see. What's the difference between this and the Tanakama? Right? What's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama? What's the difference between Rabbi Akiva Right, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, the Chora, but there is a difference. He holds you need a Shomira. And a Beis Din. And Rabbi Akiva doesn't mention it. You don't need any of them. The Maaseh, there's another gear so the Rishonim bring down, because the Chora, there is a big difference. Right? The Rishonim bring down that, what's it called, that Rabbi Akiva's Girsa is afilu ein bo ela achas mikol elo. All you need is one of these. Masha, then he says exactly what Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said. There's a Rabbeinu Hananel here who learns differently that it's not Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, right? But it's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva. Right? That Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva Lachor said the same thing. Because Rabbi Akiva says you don't need any of those things, and even though he holds Bor Siach Ma'ara, that's not Mukafadira, it's meaningless. So the Mamash is about the same thing. All right, we'll see you as we get to the Gemara. Im Hoya Arka Yosra Rechava, Afilu Ama Achas, Afal Gabdin Miyek Rechava, Vahosi Barka, even though the area is 5,000 square Amas, but it's not square. It's not 72 thirds by 72 thirds. The ain bekula elabesa sayin, ain metaltlin. The merubahu de shari rabbanan, hechad lahukav dirin. We'll see in the Gemara, there's a reason why the rabbanan were only matter a square and not a rectangle. An shechotze sheshachach, well the macher bitl reshus lechaveru, and on Shabbos he realized he forgot to make it, he become part of the Erev. So now it's a problem. They can't carry from the houses into the chotzer, because everybody's house is like four houses, and the chotzer is five houses. So his chalik, and the chotzer asters them from carrying into the chotzer. So he's mevatel, his chalik. Shehi osera saleya milahotzi batem the chotzer. Because his rishus asters them from carrying into the chotzer. Because you're carrying from a four into a five. So if he's mevatel, his rishus, then it's still four and four. Then the chotzer is four, and the houses are four. He's not allowed to carry from his house into the chotzer. They're allowed to bring their kelim from their house into the chotzer and to his house. Right? But they can't bring from his house because then he's mavakal his bikkel, and he's using his house. Bar kablim shem morer. To be kashmi chaver l'shlosha dvorim halalu im shaman mipiv. Right, if anybody else heard Rabbi Elazar say these three things, then the Gemara is going to explain that by a gin and a karpet, only beis asayim is mutter. The gabe anche chotzer savre, the aflo hem osur beiso, even they can't carry from his house into the chotzer. Aval mibateim lechotzer, but they can carry from their house in the chotzer. They can't use his house. In other words, what's it called? Even though I heard these three things from Elazar, none of the Talmidim heard it, and therefore the halacha is that Rabbi Elazar holds differently by these three things. Not like I heard, but like, what's it called, like the other Talmidim. That in the case of, what's it called, the gin on the karfeit, it's not mutter more than, not a base core, it's not mutter anything more than base osayim. And by the case of the chotzer, even they can't carry from his house into the chotzer, or from the chotzer into his house, and our kablam is not kosher to be martyred. Okay. My Tana diktani va'od. Right, what's the idea over here? Why did the Tana say va'od? Right, va'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. What's going back on? Ilei mishum diktani lechada lechumra uktani achrisi mishum hachiktani va'od. Since Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava in the previous Mishnah said a chumra, that Tase Biros is only mutter for a Be'er Harabin. You need Tarti Lamailasin. Two positive things. Be'er and Rabin. Unlike Rabbi Akiva, who holds that either a Be'er or either Rabin is enough. Okay? So Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is Machmer. Not only was he Machmer over there, he's also Machmer over here. That he holds that a Gina and a Karpet, even if they're Beis Sasayim, need a Shomira. They have to be Hukafadira. Only Beis Asayim, the Hukah Fadira is Mutter. But if it's not Hukah Fadira, or it's more than Beis Asayim, it's not Mutter. That's a Chumr. Because the other Tanoim hold that if it's Hukah Fadira, even if it's bigger than Beis Asayim, is Mutter. And if it's not Hukah Fadira, Beis Asayim is also Mutter. Okay? So Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is a Machmer. Right? That's why it said va'od, another chumrah. Not only this chumrah by pasei biros, but another chumrah by karfei. Mishum haki tar va'od, v'horeb Yehuda, the tani lechada lechumrah, uktani achrisi, v'lo uktani va'od. Right? L'chora, back in the beginning of the parak, we had Rabbi Yehuda, who said two chumras, and it doesn't say va'od, see Rashi. My tana, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, begin of a karfei le'el, the ka'omar va'od, the masmid, the omar le'el, ba'chumrah achrisi. The old means, I see, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said one chumrah, and then he said another chumrah. He lay, mavishim da'omar chada l'chumrah gabi pasim. Da'omar de'in osin osan ela l'ber harabi. V'hash de'ka'omar chumrah chrisi. The alpha gab de'hukath l'dira lo shori tevi ve'sasayim. That's why he said, va'ol, not only did Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava say a chumrah by pasim biros, that you need be'er harabi. He also said a chumrah by, what's it called, by karfei. Okay, that anything more than ve'sasayim is not mut. Ivahar Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbeloi, the Tana le'el chadil chumra, the Omer ad beis asayim in tfeilo, they only were matir pasi biros till beis asayim, but more than beis asayim pasi biros is not mutter, right? V'hadar Tana achri, say yisal kenul ispar, and then Rabbi Yehuda said another chumra, that if there's a shvil harabim going through the pasi biros, you should redirect it outside the pasi. Okay? Achrisi yisakhenu l'tzadim. You're not allowed to have a rishus harabim going through the pasim. That's another chumrah. V'lo tani va'od. He didn't say va'od, omer Rabbi Yehuda. Should have said. Rabbi Yehuda said one chumrah, that pasim biros is only mutter till beis osayim. And va'od, omer Rabbi Yehuda, that if there's a shvil harabim going through, you have yisakhenu. So why over here, by Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, it said va'od, because he said two chumras, and by Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbeloi, it didn't say va'od. Mishum, so what is the reason? Mishum delav b'chada milsehi. Because it's not two chumras in the same thing. It's two chumras in two separate things. Right? Over there, one, the first chumra was legabe, the area that a pasei biros can have, and the second was in Rishus Harabim going through it. The reisha arev ben midas hekef, the seifa arev bitul mechitzas. Two separate inyanim. So it's not va'od. Another chumra in the same thing. It has to be in the same thing. He's talking about the same exact thing, two chumras in the same thing. Then you say va'od. But if it's not two chumras in the same thing, then you don't say va'od. So if that's the case, then over here the same thing. It's not the same thing. The first one is in what's it called, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is talking about pasei biros, and this is talking about a karfei. Two separate things. So why say va'od? Right? And if here you say va'od, then why don't we say va'od in the beginning? And if over there you don't say va'od because it's two separate things, and the same thing over here, you shouldn't say va'od. Mar says no. The reason it didn't say va'od over there is not because it's two separate things. Even when it's two separate things and two chumras, you say va'od. But over there, ha'osam apsikua rabbanan. Over there, the rabbanan come along in the middle and say what they have to say. And then comes Rabbi Yehuda's second chumra. Since there's a hefsik, you don't say va'od. Va'od is only when it's immediately afterwards. Here the Rabbanan weren't matzik, right? Here, what's it called? Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava comes immediately after the, right, okay. After what he said before, right after the end of this Mishnah, the beginning of this Mishnah, and one Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava are continuous. The two Rabbi Yehuda ben Bavas. I, Rabbi Lezer, the Sukkah, that's a Kur Rabbanan. I'll show you another Mishnah in Sukkah where it does say va'od, and there's a hepsik of the Rabbanan in between. And still it says va'od. It doesn't have to be continuous. So we're back to when do you say va'od or not. You can't tell me the reason it didn't say va'od by what's it called, by the original Mishnah, is because it's two separate things, because here it's also two separate things and does say va'od. Elamai, because it's not continuous. The two chumras don't come together. There's a Rabbanan in between. But then the Mishnah and Sukkah doesn't make sense. Because over there, there's a, what's it called, Rabbanan also in between. And yet, it does say Va'od. Where's that? What's it called? Where's the case? Rashi. Let's see Rashi. The HaRebi. Okay, the HaRebi, Yehuda b'Rebeloi, the Tani La'el, Chada l'Chumra, the Omer Ad Beis HaSayim in Tfeilo. One chumra he said is that pasei biros is only mutter till beis osayim. The other tani achrisi yisakenu l'tzadim. The reason it didn't say va'od, because it's talking about two different things. One's talking about the area of pasi biros, the other one's talking about the power of the mechitzas. The reishari midas heket, the seifari bitl mechitzas. Hatsakur rabbonin, she says, no, the reason over there it doesn't say va'od, because the rabbonin come in between the two chumras. The katani omru lo, lo omru beisosayim el legina. What the rabbonin said comes, it's not mamish continuous like it is over here, two things that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said one after the other. Where it says, v'chol heichad hatsakur rabbonin lo havitani be'va'od. So you're telling me now, whenever there's a second shita that's matzik between the two chumras, you don't say va'od on the second chumra. Yishayach l'meimer bo, kigon heichad ha'resha v'sefer b'chademil. So we're shayach to say va'od, where they're talking about the same thing. Then we still don't say what's it called, va'od. V'har Rebbe Lezer v'sukkah, disnan, Rebbe Lezer omer, yud dalet sudas chayiv onem lecho v'sukkah. Right? Rebbe Lezer holds you have to eat 14 sudas, 2 sudas a day in the sukkah. That's the mitzvah of sukkah. 14 meals throughout sukkahs. The chachomim are made with over kitzvah. The chachom hold no, there's no shir. Right? First night you have to eat. After that, there's no shir. You want to eat more, eat more. You want to eat less, you don't have to eat any meals. The old Omer Rebbe Lezer, Mishalo ochal leila yontif harishon, yashlim leila yontif ha'achron. And not only that, Rebbe Lezer said a different chumrah, that a person who didn't eat the first night can be mashlimit on the last night. And there's a mitzvah of sukkah on the last night too. Alma mishum the reisha the sefer the suda the sukkah, right? Since the reisha and sefer are talking about the same thing, right? The mitzvah of sukkah, how many meals, and when you can be yotzei the mitzvah of sukkah or not, right? Uvecheshbonon ayri tana va'od. That's why it said ayri tana va'od. That's why it said va'od. Afal dav dafsekua. Even though there's a rabbanan in between. Right, they're not the same things. They're also not the same things. As we're saying now, wherever it's matzik, the rabbanan is irrelevant as long as they're the same thing. So the main thing is that they should be the same thing. Then you can say va'od. So we're back to what we started with. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is also not the same thing. So why do we say va'od? As Mar says, Hashem the milsei who dafsekua, Hashem the milsachrisei dafsekua. You know, you need both miles. Where the rabbanan were matzik, but it's all the same thing, then you still say va'od, even though it's a hefzik. Where the rabbanan are matzik and it's not the same thing, then you don't say va'od. The nail over here by Rav Yehuda ben Bava, there is no hefzik, even though it's not the same thing, you say va'od. The only time you don't say va'od is if there's a hefzik and it's not the same thing, then you don't say va'od. But if there's a hefsek, but it is the same thing. That's like by sukkah. Or there's no hefsek, and it isn't the same thing. That's by our case, then you do say vod. Or it says, Hashem gabi sukkah v'mil siyaf sekuah. Lo ahadru le rabbonin ela besudos. Right? The whole machlokas over there is all talking about the same thing. How many sudas, and when can you eat those sudas? Avar b'yehuda demasnisa lo aire ela v'pasi v'iros. They sasayim v'adru rabbonin begin of a karfit, the deer, the sar. Right? In other words, where there's no hefsik, even if it's two separate things, you say va'od. Where there's a hefsik and it's two separate things, you don't say va'od. And where there's no hefsik at all, even if it's two separate things, then what's it called? You do say va'od.